This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 2 hours left. Let's run through the tape. Let's close the week strong. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for the people rocking in the chat. Shout out to Kevin in the chat. Kevin says, love listening to you, man. Opposite of my wife. 888-808-1019. Thanks for holding, bro. I was trying to get your call in before we went to the break, but Jarvis in Harlem, you're back on The Fan. You got it.
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, talk about that. I want to talk about the Jets and Allen game and about Aaron Rodgers. I know it's like the first time experienced head coach and learned from the job, but there's no like the Jets are ready to win now because, you know, because I think most Jets fans want to think they're ready to win now because they got to learn from the job. You know, first year head coach, the first year GM, and the first year offensive coordinator. And there's no quick fix, you know, and because they haven't been to the playoffs in 15 years, and you know, I think the drought's not going to end. I think the drought's going to continue.
Yeah, and if you just look in their division, bro, like you know, the Patriots are going to get better as soon as they already got better because Mike Vrabel is there. The Dolphins, you know, they underperform, but they can beat the Jets, and then the Bills are the Bills. So it's like just in your own division.
ACs. Yeah, the one like five AFC East was the longest division, but yeah. So and that about Aaron Rodgers, I know like all these Aaron Rodgers are believers and defenders, and you know think that Woody Johnson made a mistake to get rid of him, and you know the reason why they got rid of him because he was in like a distraction. All the go to trip to Egypt, the missing OTAs, and you know, all that stuff.
Pat McAfee, attacking media members for getting the vaccine, saying he was going to run with RFK Jr., or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What else did he do? I'm blanking on some of the other Netflix Enigma special.
The dark treatment.
Yeah, dark room, you know, going to Egypt. Yeah, we all know Aaron Rodgers is a song that doesn't end. Thanks for the song, or thanks for the call, Jarvis. The thing about Aaron Rodgers is it's also not going to end. The Giants are going to keep him here. I remember making the joke, we changed the number to 888-808 because this is the Aaron Rodgers hotline. There isn't an hour that goes by without talking about Aaron Rodgers on this station. For what? He's not good anymore. For what? He's cooked, but so are the Giants. So they're a match made for each other at this point where the Giants franchise are and where the Giants franchise is and where we are with Aaron Rodgers at the end of his career, it's just like, who could have predicted this? Who could have predicted this? Many people, actually. A lot of people were actually predicting this months ago. Like, hey, they're going to fire these guys and just going to bring in a new regime. And, you know, as the 33rd team was interviewing all these different people, they were like, you know, who's going to want to take on Aaron Rodgers? And then when Aaron Rodgers gets released, where is he going to go? He's going to stay in the same stadium. The Giants need quarterbacks. They need quarterbacks desperately. So the saga continues. Anyway, switching gears, going back to what we were talking about with Everson Pereira, and the Yankees are just putting a hard cap on themselves. And you know what? This is good enough. Yep, this is good enough. And Boone will work with what he's got. He's got enough. And if he doesn't have enough, we'll address it at the deadline. But who knows where we'll be at that time. Mikey is up in the Bronx. Mikey, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? As I want to talk about how the Yankees can fix their lineup this year. And before I start, you know what the Yankees are giving up this year for Lent? And that's them hitting the ball, because this team can't do anything right now. They got no players. They got no hitters. Austin Wells is a great player. But what they're missing is good Italian men. They lost Rizzo. They lost Gallo. They got no power hitting lefties in this lineup. And quite frankly, the guy they got to go after is Bryce Harper.
I guess that's a good troll call on a Friday night. I mean, you didn't make me laugh. You made me think. But I quickly knew you were trolling. Like you said, for Lent, they're giving up hitting. They've been doing a lot of hitting in spring training. Not yesterday against the Twins, but tonight. They certainly rallied. They certainly figured it out. They had 14 hits and 8 runs. And when they went and played the Phillies the other day, they beat them up too. So I knew you were kind of trolling with the, you know, they're giving up hitting. They don't have any good Italian men. Anthony Rizzo cooked. They probably should have got rid of him sooner. Joey Gallo, Andrew Benintendi. They have Anthony Volpe, your shortstop. Anthony Volpe. Don't need to look any further than Anthony Volpe at shortstop. What other goofy stuff did he say just now? I don't know. I think that was just a Friday night. Yep, Friday night after 10. The pregame has started. They cracking those beers. They listening to the Fan. They're like, you know what? I'm going to tell Keith something cool. Rick is in Riverdale. I just know Rick can do better than that.
Well, I want to say the other point he brought up was Bryce Harper, which I...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what to say about that. But I'll get to my point. I was listening to the early morning guys with Boomer and Gio, or today was Willie Colon, and they were talking about how all these different teams were banked on their hitting, and all these different teams that made the World Series were banked on hitting. And I feel like I just look back at the offseason of the Yankees, and I see Cashman's move was not to make the big one, Luis Gil for Kyle Tucker, which I can't blame him with the extension part. You don't want to have another Soto, but you lose Gil, you have Stroman, you have strong pitching. I just don't know why you don't make that big move, because honestly, I'm looking down the lineup and I'm looking at Trent Grisham. He's staying, can never stay healthy. Why not pull the big guns to get that big guy? Because I just think you're the Yankees. Open the pocketbook and just spend some money. It's just the bottom line. I just don't see him really going far with this lineup. I want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, it's just tough right now. Thanks for the call, Rick. And yeah, you know, Bryce Harper, I did see a report and I had in my notes yesterday. Bryce Harper was willing to return to the outfield if the Phillies pursued Pete Alonso in free agency. Ken Rosenthal put that out there. And also, there was a report that Bryce Harper may be working on an extension, but it's not urgent. Anyway, back to the Yankees. It is just hard for fans to lose in the World Series, lose Juan Soto, see you pivot and make a bunch of moves, but kind of stop at, like, really stacking the deck. You made all of those moves to still have all of these holes. And, yeah, I understand the philosophy change. You were mocked for your defense. You were ridiculed and made fun of and literally just, like, on podcasts, ha-ha, laughed at, Yankee defense. You pee-peed on yourself, and they knew you were going to do it. So you get rid of some guys, and you bring in some other guys, but yet your lineup is just not it, man. There's just too many holes, and you know, this self-imposed tax or this self-imposed ceiling on how much you're willing to spend, it's just hard to comprehend as well when you made more money than you've ever made in 1 year last year by going to the World Series for the first time in 15 years. And it's like, don't you want to be pissed off and like on a warpath? I think Hal said something about having a chip on his shoulder, and I know what's expected of me. And like, it's like, well, where did that go? You know, I love the Yankees, but like the Yankees do have a level of arrogance, man. Like, yeah, DJ LeMahieu, when he's healthy, DJ, like they told you that again. They told us that again. DJ LeMahieu, when he's healthy, he's a good hitter. He's not healthy. He's out now. You know, you knew Giancarlo Stanton getting hurt was part of his game, but hey, you just let him go all offseason without checking on him. Hey, G, how you feeling? You good? You get out of bed wrong? You wake up on the wrong side of the bed and your elbow's hurt? It's tough for fans to feel like you want to win as much as we want to win when you're telling the fans that, yeah, we're good at 307, 308. But we don't need to spend any more than that. We're good here. When there's clear and obvious holes, and then when we get into the season, if they're not rolling, if Judge is not Judge, it's like, you know, the noise gets louder. You know, with Stanton, with DJ, with Heel even, right? I said earlier, Heel has pitched more than he's ever pitched in his life. He should have had an innings limit last year. Marcus Stroman, you weren't able to move him. Now you're relying on him. It's just like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Here we go again. I love the team. I love the stadium. I love the fans. I cannot wait till these games start every day. I cannot wait for opening day. But where I'm at right now with the Yankees, am I thinking the Yankees are going to just cruise through the AL and get back to the World Series and win it? Nope. No. How could I think that? How could I even, how could I seriously get on this radio station and look at this defense, look at this lineup, look at this rotation and say, yeah, we're good to go, when I know what's out there, when I know what the Red Sox did in the offseason, what I know what the Orioles figure out, the Tampa Bay Rays seem to always kind of put stuff together, like, you know, and then in the National League, you got mocked by the same people that are talking about your defense, said in the National League, you're not even a top eight team in the National League, which is obviously a stretch. But yeah, when you look at the National League and you just look across your own city, you need more. And you can't just say, oh, we'll do more when the time comes at the deadline. This is a new team with a lot of question marks. Young guys that have to evolve and old guys that got to reach back into the past and find a better version of themselves. I'm going to be excited. I've seen some slow starts. I've seen them not come out of the gate fast in the past. I'm going to be excited for baseball no matter what. But, like, I wish there was a different energy. I wish there was a little more oomph, a little more want to coming off of losing a World Series like that. Joey is in Massapequa on the Fan. What's up, Joey?
Yo, what's up, Keith?
You know.
I've called into you a couple of times, never about the Yankees, and that's both of our passions. I'm not getting into your Cowboys love, but why are we not more outraged? We didn't let go of Heel for Kyle Tucker, who's literally going to be an MVP candidate.
Only because of
the
team.
We never lose from pitching.
Only because Kyle Tucker played for the Astros. So, like, if you know
who
any
cares?
Of the history.
Move on. Give me Bregman and him. Move
no,
on.
No. Like,
whatever.
It's not that simple, right? It takes two to tango. Like, I can't see Jim Crane.
I can't see
Jim Crane trading one of his best players to the Yankees, knowing that there's a hatred there and what Cashman always goes out of his way to remind everyone in baseball that they cheated. Bregman in that clubhouse with Bellinger and with Judge and some of these guys after he was part of the cheating scandal. Like, they just will not mix.
Listen, I know, bro, but they we're going to pick the two least hateable ones. Those are the two right there. The one that idolized.
Yeah,
Jeter.
But that's coming from
Kyle
a fan
Tucker
perspective.
Tucker wasn't there in the beginning, dude. Tucker wasn't there. You're telling me this?
No,
team's
it's
not,
not
better
about.
Off
thanks
Tucker.
For the call, Joey. I'm sorry, dude. Maybe I understand. Like I said, it's after 10. People have been cracking beers. Before we go to break here, I'll break it down. Kyle Tucker, sure. Yankee fans started drooling over Kyle Tucker because they started telling themselves he's better than Juan Soto. He's never been better than Juan Soto. He wasn't part of the cheating scandal, but he is an asset that Dana Brown and Jim Crane owned. They were not about to hand him to the Yankees, who they could run into again in the ALCS. It was never happening. Not for Luis Gil, not for anyone. They were not doing the deal. They were not getting into the room. If they did have a conversation, it was over in 5-10 minutes. And then Bregman, you think Cashman would give Bregman $40 million? He didn't even want to give Judge $40 million. You think he was about to give Alex Bregman $40 million? No. The Red Sox did. They did so late, and they did so against their $300 million player in Rafael Devers. So, we got to move on from that. There are other teams, there are other players, there are other moves that could have and should have been made. But I feel like the Yankees pivoted from Juan Soto, and they made some moves fast, and a move looks better with another move and another move, but they got to a point where they're like, okay, we're good here. And no, you're not good. When you report to camp, you're not good. Stack the deck. They just never know how to stack the deck. 888-808-1019. We're going to go get Jonathan Davis. I just need some clarity on everything that went down from the NHL trade deadline and how it affects the local teams here. Keith McPherson on The Fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The New York Mets, for the first time in 15 years, are champions of the National League.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
And we're right back at it on The Fan in New York. Joining us right now to talk about the NHL, to talk a little puck after the trade deadline, is Jonathan Davis, NHL analyst at VSiN, West Coast Hockey, at West Coast HKY on X. Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. And, I'm very honest and transparent about my lack of knowledge of all of the players in the NHL. So on a day like this, I'm reading a lot of things. I'm seeing a lot of movement. But unlike, in the NBA or the MLB or NFL, I don't know everything about what this means. Let's start with the Isles. I think that's the biggest news of the day. I already took a call on it. The Islanders moving on from Brock Nelson, a guy that spent his whole career there that fans love, going to the Avalanche. Tell me what you think about that move and what the Islanders have done, this season and at this trade deadline, and what this means.
Sure. I mean, look, I think in the case of Brock Nelson, it's giving him a chance to win. Lou Lamoriello's MO is, and that's the Islanders' GM, is that if he doesn't feel that they can win, he's not going to try to acquire assets. That's just not the way he works. It's like, if we've got a legit shot for the Stanley Cup, we'll do it. If we don't, I'm not going to mortgage the future for no necessary reason. So he moves Brock Nelson, gives him an opportunity. It's a really nice touch. And look, it's obviously an emotional time for Nelson, who's spent his entire career there. And the interview that he did with Shannon Hogan, in his last game as an Islander, tells everybody how he feels about the team. So, that's it. I mean, the Islanders are just in a spot where if they make the playoffs, it's great, but they've got bigger issues down the road that they're going to need to deal with. And the other player they could have moved was Kyle Palmieri, but he's been led to believe that he's going to have a new contract in the not too distant future.
The next question I got to ask about is the Rangers, right? I think Rangers fans have been a little frustrated with this season coming off of last year and the success they've had the last few years. It just didn't work out, and they made a ton of moves over the last few weeks, but I don't think it's in an effort to go for it. I think it's just in an effort to just change the culture, change the locker room, change the vibes completely, be a little more flexible with who they have. When you're looking at this new-look Rangers team, what are your thoughts about what the front office did here and where they're going in the future?
Well, I think they're trying to create some cap space. At the same time, they are trying to make themselves, better, to put themselves in a position to still contend in the playoffs. I mean, I like the additions. The JT Miller addition has worked out very well for New York. I mean, that's the type of guy you want come playoff time. JT Miller is an ordinary person. You don't want to have 20 of them on your team, but he is a guy that will drag other players into the fight. So I do like it. I mean, I think that, when you look at the Rangers, though, the one thing that's been very constant with their coach, Peter Laviolette, is that in his second full year with any team that he has coached, go take a look, that team has had a drop off in year two. He's tough. He's tough to play for. And look, there's been a lot of issues that with the Rangers, you know, in the way they handled some of their players in the offseason. You know, Barkley Goodrow comes to mind, and, you know, the players were really upset with the fact of, you know, that this guy was put on waivers. So it's been a tumultuous year in New York, but at the end of the day, you know, look, they're still within striking distance of making the playoffs. They're 1 point out of a wild card spot. So, you know, the teams that they're chasing, Ottawa and Columbus, have warts of their own. So they're still in it. And, hey, they're playing relevant games right now.
Yeah, so I'm a Devils fan. I picked up the Devils a couple years back, and it felt like the right time. You know, the Devils went on a run in 2023. Then, obviously, hey, we're, you know, very hyped up in 2024 and fell short. But now, here we are in 2025 with Jacob Markstrom coming back, but Nico Hischier going down before, and then now Jack going down and it being season-ending. It's just a tough look. I'm sitting in here tonight watching them lose 6-1 to the Jets, and I'm just like, I feel like all is lost. But they also made a ton of moves, and they seem to be going for it. What do you think about the Devils' chances and the transactions that they made?
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, two things. One, I did, you know, back in June, I bet the Devils to win both the Eastern Conference and the Stanley Cup. Got great prices. I think it was like 20-1 to win the Eastern Conference and 40-1 to win the Cup. Something crazy. I can't even remember anymore, but really good numbers. Then about 4 or 5 days ago, I bet them at 8-1 to miss the playoffs. I just look at what's happened. The loss of Jack Hughes, Dougie Hamilton goes down. New Jersey didn't make any other additional moves at the deadline. I mean, I think Tom Fitzgerald is just pretty realistic that, hey, you know, if let's hope we can still get in, do whatever damage we can, but I'm missing some key parts of my roster right now. There's no reason to make any silly moves at the deadline and you know, mortgage any of my future right now, because it's just like these injuries happen. It sucks. But I think the Devils are in a really tough spot, because of the fact that you've got Columbus that is just 4 points back of New Jersey, and they play two fewer games. The Rangers have played two fewer games than New Jersey. They're 5 points back. So they've got, you know, two teams in their division that are in striking distance and are healthy. So I'd be a little concerned. That's why, you know, for me, as a guy who works over at Beeson, and, you know, I try to, you know, it's strictly from the value I get. You know, 8-1 for them not to make the playoffs, I like my chances, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, understood. Yeah. It's not a great feel, but it is what it is. The rich get richer, right? The Florida Panthers, when, you know, they're coming off of winning it last year, and they make this move to get, why am I blanking on his name now?
Brad Marchand.
Yeah, I just said it to Paulie, and I lost the name. You know, that's looking like one of the biggest moves of the deadline. What are your thoughts on that coming from the Boston Bruins?
It's significant. I mean, think about it. Okay, you're an NBA guy. Think about what it was like when the Bad Boy Pistons were around. You know, you knew you were in for a fight. Well, you're adding Brad Marchand to a team that's already got Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, who Marchand has had his issues with as a member of the Bruins. Bring your brass knuckles when you go play the Panthers, especially come playoff time. I like what they've done. I like what, you know, the other Florida team has done. You know, the Tampa Bay Lightning made some good deals just before today, and, you know, they reacquired Yanni Gord, who was with them during their cup runs. They got another forward, Oliver Bjorkstrand. You know, it looks like, I mean, it wouldn't be crazy to think that a Florida team is going to once again be in the Stanley Cup final for the sixth straight year.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I was on the night that the Mikko Rantanen deal went down. Yep. And, you know, yep. I got a couple calls on that. I think Ross in Bergen County was the first one to call on that. Can you talk to us about that move as well? If the Brad Marchand deal isn't the biggest deal, then I think that one a couple weeks ago was.
Well, you know, and then Rantanen gets dealt again today to the Dallas Stars. So, I mean, think about, like, I can't think in any league, you know, NBA, NFL, MLB, you know, where a superstar player or an elite player, let's say, I don't want to call him superstar, but an elite player gets traded twice in about a 30-day span. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the Carolina Hurricanes gave up a lot to get Mikko Rantanen. Felt, you know, they realized they weren't going to be able to assign him to an extension because he's an unrestricted free agent at year's end. So they deal him to Dallas. Well, they've just made Dallas, you know, an even better team than they were, and they've weakened them. I mean, I really feel bad for Carolina coach Rob Brind'Amour. He's going to have to do one hell of a coaching job because as bad as it is, you know, for what you guys are going through in New Jersey in losing, you know, Dougie Hamilton and Jack Hughes, the Carolina Hurricanes lost the player that they hoped was going to push them over the top, and Dallas just gets richer. And, you know, right now we could have a Dallas-Colorado first-round playoff matchup, and both those teams got – I mean, Colorado made a couple of fantastic deals to strengthen their roster where we could ultimately have one really, really good team be out in the first round this year. But, yeah, the Rantanen deal, that's the big one because he signed an extension in Dallas, 8 years, $96 million. It was a contract that it was believed that Colorado was offering him before he got traded. But hey, in Dallas, $96 million in Dallas is worth more than $96 million in Colorado because of the tax situation. It's a great deal for the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, this is Paulie, John. One more thing on the West, like you have the Avs, the Oilers, the Stars, the Jets, Vegas. It's going to be an absolute war to get through that Western Conference final, to get through that West in the playoffs. And even as much that the East is still tough, but not nearly as tough as the West. So I would almost lean a little bit towards whoever you think is going to come out of the East. Just kind of hammer them if you're going to do a bet of some sort. Just because I don't know how whoever gets out of the West is going to be healthy.
Well, I think that's a really good point. And I think that, you know, like for me, you know, I made bets on both Tampa and Florida to win the cup a couple of days ago. And I'm feeling even better about both those plays. I feel a lot better about that than, as you just made the point of the gauntlet that you've got to go through in the West. So I think, yeah, you've got a better shot in that regard of taking one of those two teams. Yeah, it's going to be tough. Yeah, as I said, Dallas, Colorado could face each other. If Winnipeg can hang on and win the division, you know, Vegas could end up playing Edmonton as a possibility in round one. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And I haven't even mentioned Winnipeg. What I find really interesting is that when you look at the odds makers, guys, Winnipeg and Washington, the top two teams in the league, are about, I think they're 6th and 7th on the odds board to win the cup.
Right, and they made statements tonight because Winnipeg beat the Devils 6-1. Washington beat the Red Wings 5-2. And again, like Winnipeg made some ancillary moves here and there. Washington didn't do much at all. I mean, they got Beauvillier from the Penguins. Winnipeg, I believe, got Luke Shen. So they didn't make a ton of like big moves. I heard Winnipeg was in on Brock Nelson, but obviously the haul that the Islanders got for Brock was probably going to supersede anything that Winnipeg was going to be able to get.
Yeah, well, look, there's not a lot of spots. Like Winnipeg was looking for someone like a second line center like Brock, and then the other player that, you know, and Luke Shen gives them some sandpaper on the blue line, which is what they were looking for. So, you know, they also acquired Brandon Tanev from Seattle, who, you know, so they've got two guys that are good playoff guys. They're not, you know, they're not going to move the meter and that they're going to score goals, but they definitely make it hard to play against. And that's, so Winnipeg didn't really have a lot of holes to fill. Washington maybe, you know, could have, was looking potentially for a scorer. They couldn't find any additional help. I still don't trust the Capitals at the end of the day. And maybe I'm being foolish. And in the case of Winnipeg, you know, their goalie Connor Hellebuck has been a great regular season goalie, but hasn't been able to perform in the playoffs. So until he does, I'm not jumping on him. And look, as I said, you know, the Jets are far down on the odds board to win the cup.
Last thing for you, Jonathan. You know, hockey's in a healthy place. Myself, being a new hockey fan in the last three seasons, I kind of go out and campaign for it because I'm learning more about it. I like going to games. I like watching. And I really enjoyed the Four Nations Classic. And something I feel needs to be done between the Four Nations Classic and this Stanley Cup playoffs is the hype around Ovechkin. And him being 10 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's record, like, they need to treat that like LeBron, you know, going for the all-time scoring record, or Aaron Judge going for the AL home run record. Like, there needs to be a ticker on ESPN. They need to be cutting in from, you know, I'm watching the game right now. It's Phoenix versus Denver. But if Ovechkin's playing, we need a live look in as we get closer here. What are your thoughts about hockey really pushing that and then that leading us into a Stanley Cup playoffs, which we know are going to be really exciting?
Yeah, no, I believe that, once he gets down closer to five goals, I think we will. You know, I can't remember at what number. I mean, Wayne Gretzky has mentioned that he will start to be at Caps games when Ovechkin gets super close. I don't know. Again, I'm assuming definitely three, and maybe it's even five. But so the league, you know, we'll definitely see more from ESPN and TNT in promoting the games that, you know, Ovechkin's games. No question about it. Yeah, it's a phenomenal story, and I think one that, you know, look, there are a lot of coaches, including Barry Trotz, who coached Ovechkin many years ago, felt there was no way he would ever get to this number, but he is something special.
John, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. Go enjoy the rest of your Friday.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, Jonathan. That's Jonathan Davis at West Coast Hockey, West Coast, and then hockey spelled HKY on Twitter. And, you know, I appreciate him joining us. He's on VSiN. He's on Sirius XM's NHL coverage. And, you know, as I hear you guys talk hockey, I just like I'm a sports fan. And, like, I know pretty much, like, all the NFL players. I know a lot of baseball players. You can't know all the baseball players. I think the NFL is pretty easy to learn players too from fantasy and gambling and stuff. But I'm like, bro, there's so many hockey players and there's so much history to learn. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, how long will it take until I'm like it might take me 10 years until I'm like, yo, I actually know everything that's going on. I know the history. I know the players. I know the teams. I know the franchises. But it's like, it's almost like learning a language. It's like learning a new language.
Yeah. And again, I love hockey, and I've seen your hockey kind of fandom kind of blossom, obviously, for the last few years. It's, to me, it's the most exciting sport. It's the best sport. If you're, like, into it like I am, today was an awesome day because so many moves that have playoff implications. The Western Conference is going to be an absolute war zone this season when it comes to the playoffs. I absolutely cannot wait. And on top of that, you know, you hope that the Rangers kind of find their way, and we see what the Devils, because the Devils, it's not like the Devils sold off today, by the way.
No, they're going for it. They're going to try and fight. It sucks to not have Jack
Hughes for a while too,
and Dougie Hamilton as well. I think I saw Eric Holland take a huge hit, and it's just like morale is down right now. But hey, anything can happen, and you know, other teams. We'll see. We just want to at least have two teams in it and have something to root for locally with the puck, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes, man.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game. And there it is. Hit number 3,000.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay. Thanks for listening to those random sounds and commercials and stuff during the break. Keith McPherson on The Fan during the break. And shout out to the people rocking online that watch my live streams now. Because, like, during the chat, you know, you guys give me some different things and it makes me think about things to bring, you know, back to the airwaves, right? As, you know, the news has come out in the last day or so around Stephen A. Smith. No, not LeBron James checking him and telling him, leave my son out of this. How? How, Bron? How are we going to leave your son out of it? He's on the roster. He's on the floor in garbage time. How? Anyway, not Stephen A., you know, backing down to the king of the NBA, but Stephen A. Smith is everywhere because he has signed a 5-year, $100 million deal to Talk Sports. Honestly, myself, as a young black man in sports media, on radio, where, you know, I put out a tweet yesterday, Stephen A. Smith started his radio show or got on the radio in New York at 37. I got on at 34. All I can do is dream of being 57. And if I'm 57, if he's signing a $100 million deal to Talk Sports, what deal can I sign at 57? Lord willing, I got to stay alive. Because Stephen A. doesn't have to know anything about hockey. I've never heard Stephen A. interview anybody talking about hockey. I've never heard him have a hockey conversation. Stephen A.'s go-to line whenever the NHL comes up, which Gary Bettman and the NHL have a deal with ESPN. They're on ESPN. I don't know. His thing is, oh, I don't watch hockey. Only thing black in hockey is the puck. And you know that line. Not actually, like, I heard that line from a Joe Beningo call years ago. That was ripped from that, right? I don't like watching hockey because the only thing black in hockey is the puck, and they be slapping that around, like, or whatever. That's what Stephen A. does, right? They put Stephen A. in the Stanley Cup final. And he doesn't know any of the players on the team. He doesn't know the rules of the game. Maybe he does. But I just look at Stephen A. like, I'm a young guy trying to just be more well-rounded. I'm a young guy that came into WFAN, and somebody said that they won't listen to my show because I won't be talking any hockey. And I said, oh, well, with that being said, let's pick up some hockey because I don't want to leave anybody out. And I'll take on the challenge with all the other challenges in my life to start watching hockey and know a little bit. And, you know, I'll learn along the way. But there are so many that are just like, ah, we don't have to do that. I don't know how much trade deadline was talked about, you know, today on The Fan, but I still was like, hey, let me reach out to somebody. Let me get somebody that knows more about it than me to bring that conversation to the air for somebody who's listening to all the conversation around Aaron Rodgers nonstop, the Mets and Yankees, Juan Soto, the, you know, whatever. But they're at heart a hockey fan. You know, hockey's their favorite sport. I know that might be a minority thing. That might not be the majority, but, you know, it still counts. 888-808-1019. You know, I did want to lean into the Yankee conversation because, again, man, I had this take before spring training started. And my thing was like, in one hand, there are all of these reasons why the Yankees should be going for it right now. And going for it is not signing Alex Bregman. But to me, going for it is leaving no stone unturned, making trades, making deals, stacking the deck, adding major league talent, and not so many question marks. I don't want to hear that the American League is weak, but if it is, right, and you know that the American League is weak, the American League is down, and you were able to get through last year, right, why wouldn't you be gung-ho about, hey, we could do it again. Let's make sure that we can get through the American League and whoever comes out of the NL. That's one thing. Obviously, the American League is weak. The other thing is you're aging superstars and the window closing on them. Right, you're aging superstars that just got to a World Series, right? Failed at the highest level. There's no Milky Way series. There's no Galaxy series. They failed in front of the world, but they at least got the feel of playing in it. Windows closing for Gerrit Cole. Windows closing for Aaron Judge. Windows closing for Giancarlo Stanton, who's not going to start the season with the team. He's going back to the team. He's getting another PRP. Like, just unsubscribe me from the updates until they say he's ready to go. 888-808-1019. You made more money than any singular year in your history because you hadn't been to a World Series since 2009. You made way more money this year just getting to the World Series, being one of two teams left standing. We know, you know, we read about all of the ad revenue that Fox made. We know what those ticket prices were. I could really only imagine how much money was made. But that money wasn't taken and put into the team to say, hey, to hell with the luxury tax. We got it. We could do it. So also on that same hand is, you know, your own brand. The 27-time World Series champs, Chase for 28. They don't say Chase for 28 anymore because the chase has been so long. Now it's replace for 28. We got to replace our players. Next man up, New York Yanks again. Always next man up. Okay. You are getting awfully close to your own longest World Series drought. That's not good. That's a whole generation of young fans that they don't know what going to a World Series and winning it is like. They don't know what a parade looks like. They can't grasp that. They're tired of hearing the fairy tales and stories of yesteryear. The Dodgers have become you. Yeah, the Dodgers have this deferrals loophole where they've become the evil empire. They didn't say they're the Mecca of baseball like Cashman came out and said he wants the Yankees to be the Mecca of baseball. They said, no, they're the epicenter of the world, right, of the baseball world. They're the epicenter of the baseball world because they've got these Japanese players and they've got all these great players that are coming there willing to defer money. And you know what they did? They beat you and then they mocked you. They weren't classy about it. They weren't quiet about it. In this digital age, this modern day time of podcasts, they went on and they started spreading the news. They told everybody they could tell that they knew they were going to beat you and they knew you were going to fold. The big bad Yanks.
We got some news.
Breaking news right now?
Gerrit Cole undergoing diagnostic test on his throwing elbow.
Don't.
According to John Morosi.
Don't, bro.
Cole's status Stop. Should be clearer within the next couple of days. He gave up 6 earned runs in an outing yesterday. So diagnostic test on his throwing elbow.
Nah, bro.
Hate to be the bearer of bad news.
See, this is what I'm talking about. I watched that game on ESPN, and I said this is what the national audience wants, right? They want the Yankees to get rocked. They want to see the Yankees put out their opening day lineup and Gerrit Cole on the mound, and I knew something was up, and I didn't want to think it. I just wanted to say, it's only spring training. It's exhibition. It doesn't matter. But I'm like, damn, Cole is getting rocked. And Minnesota left their big three behind. You know, they didn't have Byron Buxton and They didn't have Carlos Correa. And Royce Lewis, he hit the broadcast via Zoom. It didn't matter. I don't even know who they had. It was Mike Ford hitting home runs. No, bro, no. Just no. John is in Maspeth on the Fan. John, go for it.
Keith, why the hell does this crap only happen to us? You know, second season in a row now, Cole's elbow's doing something or whatever. You know, it's just, I don't know. We should have never kept him. We knew something was up when he didn't want the extra year. Yeah. When he was perfectly fine with saying, oh, I'm going to opt out, but, you know, Boris, I'm going to stay now and not do the extra year. That was a red flag, you know? That's a red flag for something, you know? And it's just, look, we had him for 5 years at $36 million. If you told us, you know, 5 or 6 years ago that we would have had him for 5 years for, what is it, $180 million, I would have been ecstatic. But you know what, though? Every long-term deal, the end of these deals turn to be terrible, and this is just further proof that this deal is going to be terrible. Cole is past his prime. We should have realized it, and now we're going to just pay this guy $36 million for the last 4 years, just like we're paying Giancarlo Stanton $30-something million for the last 4 years. And whatever. I don't care. I just got to go by. Whatever. I'm pissed.
Thanks for the call, John. I'm just like, I'm sinking right now. I'm absolutely sinking right now. I'm like, I might have to go home, yo. I can't. But see, like, this is what, like, this breaks as I'm going through this rant about you have aging stars, right? And I mentioned, don't, you know, unsubscribe me from the updates on Stanton until he's back. Cole had an issue last year. And they were able to survive without him. Are they going to be able to do it twice?
And we're not even, and this is,
we don't know what this is going to reveal.
No idea with that. Luis Gil out for 3 months. And it just, the hits just keep coming if you're, yeah, it sucks. This is past like Met Yankee shtick and rivalry. Like, it sucks that Giancarlo Stanton didn't get it fixed, didn't get tennis elbows fixed. It sucks that Luis Gil had a lat strain. Whatever, with, they're setting him for imaging. That's not a good sign. Now, you could just say they're being overly cautious, and hopefully that's all it is, but it doesn't feel that way, right?
No, because there was an issue last year. It's deja vu. In spring, he got going last year, and he was out for the first half of the year. I don't know. 888-808-1019. Jim is in Bellport on the Fan. Go for it, Jim.
Hey, Keith, first time, long time. As a Yankee fan, just absolutely devastated by the Cole news. I mean, can it get any worse? But I called to talk about the lineup. With Stanton probably going to miss significant time, and we can't rely on him, I'm concerned about the DH spot. Wondering if you think a guy like maybe J.D. Martinez. I also don't think.
Yeah, I won't. I don't know where to go with this Gerrit Cole stuff. I also don't think JD Martinez is an option at DH, and they're not adding at this point. We're 3 weeks away. We're 20 days away from opening day. I don't think that the Yankees are going to make any more moves. They're going to say, this is what the team is, this is the roster, and we'll make moves before the deadline, but we got to see how it plays out. We got to see how the year starts. We got to compete. And, like, you'll get all that type of stuff. It's just an unfortunate feeling. Like I said, I'm sinking into myself thinking about Cole going down, and then it's Max Fried. A lot of us were calling for Will Warren to get his shot. Well, be careful what you wish for. Because now it's Max Fried. And, like, we don't even know about Clark Schmidt right now. So it's Max Fried. It's Carlos Rodon. It's Marcus Stroman. It's Will Warren. That's another thing, too. A lot of y'all were talking down on Stroman. We don't need him and trade him. And I'm like, yeah, you always need pitching. You can never have enough pitching. Gary's in Waterbury on the Fan. Go for it, Gary.
Nick Fair, the Cavalier.
You know it.
It's G-Nakes
Yo, Foo Philly, first of all. Yo, and R.I.P. to my man Fife, Guru, Prodigy, Craig Mack. I'm not going to sing it tonight. But I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the AL. The AL is weak. And even if Cole goes down, you know we're going to make moves at the deadline. And I'm not going to say Cashman sucks. I'm not going to say it, even though I'm on the record. But we will still make moves. The AL is so weak. And, you know, we got a better rotation still going forward.
Positive energy, optimism, got to keep the glass half full.
No,
I understand.
Exactly. We're still the reigning champs. No, you got to stay positive. It'll all pan out in the end. You know that,
yep,
my man.
Thanks for the call, Gary. The end is a long way from now. The baseball season is every day. It is long and grueling. It's a roller coaster. And right now, we're on the bottom part of the roller coaster. Like, yo, what? How do we? I don't know. 888-808-1019. 1 hour left. Reacting to the news that Gerrit Cole has to get checked out. And now the Yankees are potentially down two starters, Cy Young winner, a Rookie of the Year winner. And the Yankees, I don't think they're going to flinch. I think the Yankees are just going to say, "Will Warren, you're up." And we ride and we push forward and we hope for the best. And everybody be pumped up and excited and buy your tickets for opening day now. KM to AM returns right after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.